What would you call a child whose parents are racially mixed, say black and white?
A mulatto?
Any differences depending on how many, or, you know, like if they have one grandparent who's one color or, you know, the other, or depending on how much blood of each color that they have?
No.
Okay, what about if they were very, very light-skinned? Anything different?
I don't think so.
Have you heard, what would you call, if you worked for somebody, you'd call them
black
boss? Okay, how about, what did the slaves used to call their owners?
Masters.
Okay.
Massa.
Yeah. Okay, now how about white people who are poor? Names for them?
White trash.
Okay, anything else?
Poor folk.
Did you ever hear cracker?
No.
Okay, how about
not for poor people.
What does a cracker mean?
A cracker is somebody from Florida.
Oh, really?
Florida cracker. Yeah. Somebody who was born and raised in Florida.
I see. That's great, yeah. Okay, what about redneck?
Redneck is a cowboy. Somebody who's real country or wears cowboy boots and cowboy hat and stuff like that.
Yeah. Okay, have you ever heard any names that particularly black people use about what poor white people? Just the black people would use?
No.
Okay, how about somebody who is country, as you said? Any other terms for somebody who's like, maybe say, came out of the country, and when they come into town, not very often, and when they do, they really stand out because they just don't know, you know, how to fit in city ways.
White trash.
I don't think we have any special terms for it, just country folk.
How about if they came from the mountains?
Mountain people.
Okay. How about hillbillies?
Hillbillies, we don't use that.
Yeah, okay. Okay, now, if it's maybe 10 minutes before midnight, you might say, well, it's not midnight, but it's
almost.
Okay. And if it was icy, I might say, this is really bad, bad place to walk. I didn't actually fall down, but a couple of times I slipped and I
almost fell.
Okay. Did you ever hear anybody say, I like to?
Like to fail? My grandmother says that. She rarely uses almost.
Oh. Okay. Does she use anything other than almost if she's talking about, like, the time, like it's almost time to go? Does she say nigh or?
No.
Okay. If somebody was waiting for you and you're not ready, you might say,
hold on a minute.
Okay, or?
Wait a minute.
Or, I'll be ready in?
Just a minute.
Okay. And if you want to know the distance to a town, you might ask somebody how?
How far is it?
Okay. And, if you wanted someone, if you wanted to point something out to somebody, you wanted to direct their vision to that spot, you might say,
look over there.
Okay, or if it's,
look over here.
Okay. Do you ever hear anybody say,
looky here? Looky here?
Yeah?
Yeah.
Do they use that only with the direction, or do they use that like if they want to just get somebody's attention? Or?
Both.
You know,
I use it for both.
Oh, yeah, you use it.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So if you were just, like talking to somebody, you might say, looky here.
Yeah.
You know, like, sort of like, listen here.
Yeah.
Yeah, okay. If you want talking about the frequency with which you do something, you might ask somebody how.
How often.
Okay. And if I say I'm not going to do something, and you agree with me, you also are not going to do it, you might say, am I, or me. I don't know which one you use, but, you know, like if I say I am going to do something, you might say me too or something like that, or I am too.
Me too.
But if I'm not, I say I'm not going to do that, you might say, well.
Probably I'd say me neither.
Okay. Okay, now these are just parts of the body. This is my
forehead.
Okay. And this.